flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, rocking and rolling. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. There are great guest setups, and then there's whatever Merrill Hodge has cooking right now. This is unbelievable. If you're watching us live on YouTube, where you could always stream us and as well as listen to us on Sirius XM channel 375, the free Odyssey app, and on one of your great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates. Merrill, you got a lot going on in a good way. Tell us what you got cooking today. Appreciate you doing this.
Zach, my pleasure, big dog. I'll get right to it, okay? There's a bunch of things we got, but it all starts with what are you going to watch it on? And that's the LG OLED Evo G4. That bad boy brings the Super Bowl right in the living room. 8.3 million self-lit pixels, luminous color, powered by Brightness Boost Max technology, available in a 55-inch and a 97-inch. That one right there is a 65-inch. That gives you a visual. The Dolby Atmos sound is incredible. So that gives you a big game experience on Sunday. And then the ultimate snack package option, Farm Rich. Number one best-selling mozzarella stick, jalapeno pepper, spinach, artichoke dip bites, and more. Football fans can visit farmrich.com to score deals on frozen snacks, all of these and more. And if either team has a pick six, Farm Rich fans will have a chance to win their own pick six box with six free product coupons and limited edition merchandise. They can visit at Farm Rich Snacks for details. Then everybody has to have some drink. So this right here, Pinter, is innovative and brand new and brews and draft machine. It's the first in the world to craft 12 pints of freshly made beer or cider at home in 7 days. You mix the ingredients right here with the water, leave it to brew, refrigerate it, and enjoy. Only $49 at Pinter.com/game. And you get two free Pinter packs and a free tasting glass and free shipping when you subscribe. So do that today. And then lastly, the Cricket Joy Extra. Okay. It made this shirt. I could leave it at that, but it makes 50 plus materials. It deals with vinyl, cardstock, iron-ons, and it's only 12 inches. This is how big it is. So it's very compact and go with you. You can take it to a party if you need to, but the Cricket Joy Extra prepares the game. Crafting, customizing, team logos, team names, these koozies, all the banners. You do all this, you are the MVP of the game. People will be coming to you every year for the big game if you do all four together, brother.
Wow, what an elite setup. That is championship quality. Let me talk to you about your Steelers, though, Merrill Hodge. We know they haven't won a playoff game since the 2016 season. Where are you at with the Steelers right now and your confidence level that Mike Tomlin's still the right guy to lead this organization?
Well, you know, I don't even start with Mike. I'd start with like the Rooneys. You know, they've always been consistent with their evaluations of everybody. You know, what I like about the Rooneys is they don't react. They respond and they look at coaching. Mike could obviously be one of those assistant coaches, players, and the entire organization. And where is it wrong? Where does it need to get better? And once they've made that evaluation, you know, they press forward. One thing I've learned about them with having three coaches in nearly 60 years is they're not irrational, and they believe if they have the right guy and the right people, Sometimes they have tough times and they need to grow through those and learn. And I believe that they're in that scenario right now. Even just on an outside looking in, if it was just Mike Tomlin, they'd get rid of Mike Tomlin. It's not. Mike Tomlin is still a guy who, even though he's whatever year he's in, 15 or 16, whatever it is, that doesn't mean he doesn't grow and evolve. He can still grow and evolve, and I think he does. And I think they had some new coaches come in that, you know, you need a couple of years to develop that and work with people to get better. Players can get better. So it's not just one area. I think they looked at the entire team, felt that it's fixable, and people that what were the things went wrong can get better for next year. And I think that's the way they're choosing to build.
And let's also be real. They need a quarterback. That they'll bring back either Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. I don't think either the long-term answer. But if that's the option that you got to choose between one, Russ or Justin, which one would you choose between?
Well, I don't think you – see, that's a bigger mistake, just to narrow the scope like that. I think you have to widen the scope, you know, and look for – players that, you know, have some experience that might be available within the league. And then from a draft perspective, I think you encompass all of those options. You don't just go with one guy and put all your eggs in one of those two guys. I just think there's so many different other options that you need to look at first and foremost before you make a decision. And I think there's a way to have a lot of options going into training camp versus just that one.
Would like a Sam Darnold, or if Aaron Rodgers become available, would that be of interest?
Yeah. Well, I just think you have to look at those things. I'm not saying that they would take him into like Sam Darnold, probably more interesting than Aaron Rodgers, you know, if they're moving. But that's an example. I think that's why you got to widen your scope and not narrow it, you know, into the options that you can present for the year, for next year.
And I would assume you think that Sam's a little bit more interesting just because he's younger and Aaron maybe has like a year left in the league. Is that what it is?
Yeah, because, you know, you're not trying to get a 1 year. You're trying to build, you know. And so, you know, shoot, draft is an option too, you know. Sam Darnold, I'm not saying that they're looking at him. I'm just saying you got to look at all the options. You can't just go, let's keep it here. You got to widen your scope in this one.
Merrill Hodge here with us. So I know that you were talking about Caleb Williams last time we discussed him. And, you know, we expanded on those that he isn't special comments that you made. They've obviously had a tough year this past year in Chicago. Now they're bringing in the innovative offensive mind of a Ben Johnson coming over from the Lions. What do you think Ben Johnson will do for the career of Caleb Williams?
Well, I think he'll help him. He'll help him. You know, and Caleb really, you know, what I said about Caleb is that this is what happened. He had so many things that he's flawed at from a college perspective. He wasn't going to a playoff team. He wasn't going to sit for a year. He wasn't going to have a mentor to teach him. He wasn't having the greatest coaching in NFL history. And he wasn't 6'3 like Patrick Mahomes. There's all these things he wasn't Patrick Mahomes. That doesn't mean he can't be a really good player, you know, because he has some good skill sets. He's just got to develop from the pocket. He tried that. He got better at it. There's a big learning curve with that. And I think that Ben Johnson, because of his experience and stuff he can do with the quarterback and how he can help an offense and help a quarterback, I think the future's bright, you know, going forward for him.
You know, Jaden Daniels had such an incredible year. So right now, right, he's the lead dog of that draft class at the quarterback position. After that, would you say Caleb's two, or would you, you know, maybe go with a Bo Nix or a Drake May? I know we didn't get to see Michael Penix Jr. all that much, and then J.J. McCarthy was out for the year. So would you put Caleb in that two spot or someone else?
Well, you know, listen, Bo Nix played pretty as efficient as you can play, you know. Here's what Bo Nix does a really good job of. He executes plays, you know, and that's what you got. Greatest player in NFL history is Tom Brady, executed plays. You've got to execute plays. You got to complete balls. And he did that. He did that as good as anybody in football. You know, Caleb is going to have to get a lot better from the pocket perspective and have a better pocket feel and greater anticipation and feel for the game. And those are kind of all big asks. It doesn't mean it can't happen. He got a little better there. And so it's hard to put number two, right? I mean, who played the best is really Bo Nix. I mean, that's who you put at number two right now and how he played. And I wouldn't expect him to get any worse. I expect Bo Nix to get better. But Caleb Williams has – definitely a skill set that developed right and the right amount of time and the right coach, which I think he's got. he definitely has a chance to be, you know, the future of the Chicago Bears.
I don't think this draft class is a great quarterback class, but I think you could have two good quarterbacks in Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward. How do you view those two quarterbacks, and do you have a preference one over the other?
Yeah, you know, I haven't watched I don't talk, make evaluations on guys until I watch tape on them, and I haven't watched enough tape on either one of the guys. I just know this. There's not a Jaden Daniels or C.J. Stroud or Joe Burrow that I've seen so far. And here's the problem that happens. If you push them up in the draft as if they are that guy, that is when real danger comes, because then the expectation of that guy is you better play like that. And when they don't have the skill set of that guy and they don't play like that guy, you ruin that guy. So it's a dangerous thing. I mean, every player wants to be in the top 10, but you got to be careful what you wish for, because when you do that, the expectations can be overwhelming. It can be too much for the skill set that you have or you don't have. And the next thing you're looking at is that, you know, you got a player that's a bust. So you got to be careful with pushing people up the draft that don't belong going up the draft.
I'll tell you, Mara Hodge, the two players I'm most excited to see what happens with them is Abdul Carter from Penn State and then Travis Hunter, because I think pound for pound, those are the two best players in the draft.
Well, let me just tell you this. Teams win championships. No quarterback has ever played 60 minutes. No defense has played 60 minutes. So if you're going to do the best thing for your team, then get the best player. I agree with that.
But with that being said, though, talking about quarterbacks, right? We always get into these GOAT conversations, but I'll ask it to you this way. 2 minutes left in a Super Bowl, you're down four. You could pick one quarterback in the history of all the quarterbacks that you've seen, Merrill Hodge. Who'd be the quarterback that you're taking to anchor that drive?
In the history?
Yeah, history of the game.
Oh, man, like, okay, the first guy that pops out of my head would be John Elway. You know, John Elway. I don't feel bad about John Elway.
Yeah, because
my head, he just pops in my head right away. You know, a guy just because I played against him so many times.
Obviously, an all-time great, but it feels like already, right? When you look at the greatest quarterbacks of all time, we know Brady is one. You know, Montana probably two, and then I think people are already saying Mahomes is three. And if he wins this one coming up in 2 weeks, he can move into two.
I ain't gonna argue that. I'd be foolish to argue that otherwise. So yeah. He's earning that right to be up there as an elite. He's already elite, but hell yeah. I mean, listen, if you gave me Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes or Joe Montana, that's, man, I'm not gonna lose that one either. I think anybody you pick, in history, or shoot, Dan Marino, I'd take Dan Marino, man, the gunslinger. Yeah.
Before we let you run, Merrill Hodge, there's a lot of speculation about the future of Myles Garrett and T.J. Watt. T.J. made it clear he wants to return to Pittsburgh. Myles kind of left the door open. Steelers aren't close to winning a Super Bowl. The Browns really aren't close to winning a Super Bowl. Do you think it's time for either of those players to move on and maybe go elsewhere?
Well, I'm closer ties to Pittsburgh, the Rooneys, you know, knowing what they're all about, and T.J. Watt, that – and how much they love T.J. Watt, I just don't see that parting. I don't see that. Now, the Myles Garrett, I can see that team being in a position where we can get some picks, you know, and based on the mistakes they've made from the quarterback perspective, that might give us a chance to I'll go back to teams win championships. We got to give up our best player, but it gives us a chance to build a team. So I can see Myles Garrett going somewhere a lot sooner than I can Watt.
Merrill, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the Super Bowl and what a setup you got there. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you. Appreciate it.